what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two. As we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette, two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Thank you. started riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw,
a-plowing through the ragged skies at a cloudy draw. When do I come in, old timer?
In this song, it don't matter, partner. Go ahead, sing.
Their faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all wet with sweat.
Don't be half sick, foolish boy.
They're riding hard to catch the herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet.
Get along, little doggy, 'cause you got to ride forever on that age up in the sky.
On horses snorting fire.
Is that possible?
How would I know? As they ride on, hear their cry.
This is a cowboy legend. Oi! Yippee-yay!
You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Didn't say. No reply. Nightshade's fallen. Hear him sigh. No.
Where are you, you bat?
Empty spaces meet his eyes. Empty arms outstretched. He's crying through the black of night. I got to go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's star, I want to be there wherever you are.
Hear the along all right. I got to go where you
thunder
are.
Thunder and lightning, shower, snow, but I hear the call.
I gotta go!
I'll roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be there to smoke and flame. I got to go where you
are. Oh, Chloe, what do you know?
I just came back from a vaudeville show.
For no place can be too far where you are. Hey, to no chains can bind you. If you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me.
Hello. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy.
I got to go where you are.
I've looked in every bat cave in the swamp, but I'll never find her. Yeah, she must be using vanishing cream.
And if you do, ha-ha, I'm gonna find you, my pretty baby.
Love is calling me.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Who was it?
Pistol packing mama. Ooh, I gotta go.
I got to go where she's at.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Doodles Weaver in the press box at Indianapolis for the races out here. It's a beautiful day for the races, not a cloud in the sky. 150,000 people are waiting for this great event. And what a spectacle, what a wonderful spectacle. I'll describe the whole thing now. All the boys are coming around the turn. I believe it's a perfect shot as they come down here. The green flag waves, the starter says okay, and there they go! It's car number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack. Jack, hit me again, dealer. Oh, no, no, no. Number 10 is taking a lead around the far turn. He goes number 13, 16, 17, a green car, blue car. The first car by the stands will be number 10. Here he comes down the straightaway, 135 miles an hour. There he goes now. Car number 3, 4, 9. A wreck! A wreck in the far turn. A man skidding around out of control, up to the fence, down to the fence. Unless he's careful, he's going to hit the fence. Please don't hit that fence. He hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a very slight accident in the far turn involving 35 cars. I have my assistant, Pootwaddle, on the track with a traveling microphone. I'm going to have him cross when that driver is taken away, but be careful.
I'm down the track now, and as I cross the track, number three went by there. As I cross the track, four went by there. Well, I'm having a little trouble getting across the track. Here's the driver of that car. Say a few words, driver, so everybody will know you're perfectly okay. You just turned the driver of that car. He's all right. Finish the race, please. Whoop.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Doodles, we are back in the stand for the finish of the races. For you people who tuned in late, number 13 is setting records. Here he goes now, passing everybody. Every eye is glued on that car. Looks very funny with all those eyes glued on it. Here he goes. Here he goes again. Look at that boy drive. Look at him go. He's really moving. Here he goes again. Look up. He went by twice. And here's a little midget. A little midget racer doing well. Look at that little midget. The midget racer went by. 9, 12. P38. How'd that get in the race? And up 12, 9. And the best man is number 13 around the turn. Down to the green flag. He's coming down here for that 10. If think of the perfect finish down here, I believe he's going to be the winner. The crowd is going mad as he comes down, and there goes the winner!
Put on the skillet, put in some lead. Put on the skillet, pull in your head. No. Skillet on the foot, needle and thread. I wish I was dead. Let's go to bed. No, I better start again. Put on the skillet, put on the lead. Mammy's going to make a little bread and short. A dreadful sport. Take it to court. Take it to court, I tell you. Oh, no. Mammy's going to make a little shortening bread. That ain't all she's going to do. She's going to make a little whoopee, too. Three for two. Two for tea. For the five. She's going to make a little canny, too. I slipped in the kitchen. I slipped on the lead. I slipped. It was pretty slippery out, you know. In fact, it was raining cats and dogs. I don't know. I stepped in a poodle. I slipped in the kitchen. I slipped in the lead. I filled my pocket with shortening bread. Butter. Mammy's little baby starts loving, loving. Mammy's little baby's a shoveling, shoveling. Some little babies are mammy. Mammy's little baby's a shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby's a shortening, 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 shortening. I'm getting shortened in about a minute. If I keep this up, I'll be a midget. Mammy's little baby's a shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby's a shortening bread. Personally, I like pie better. Pumpkin pie. Just today, I went into a restaurant. I said to the waiter, do you have pumpkin pies in here? And he said, well, all our pies are fucking here. That's a killer. Mammy's little baby's a shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby's a bread and short. A dreadful sport. Sports. Now, I like sports. I like all sorts of things. Baseball games, football games, and I like the outdoors. I like picnics. Ah, what a picnic I went to the other day. There was birds and there was bees and... Bees? Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee that married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. That's my short number.
Sun pulls away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west. We approach the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards.
Ul ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Wackakeans.
Hey,
And now to bring you these tender words of love, those three talented youngsters, Sam Quentin and his quail.
Mercy totes and dozy totes and little lambsy-divey, a fiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mercy totes and dozy totes and little lambsy-divey,
a tiddly-divey too. Wouldn't you?
If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Oh,
mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Mares go and does go and little lambs go. A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Mares go and does go and little lambs go. A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, say mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Mares go and does go and little lambs go. A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly, 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 divey
too.
Jackson had a girl he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so drove by in a Jeep. They took a ride, the time flew by, and Jackson was in heaven. Till Jackson cried, Bo Peep, my Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11. So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy took it back to camp and left Bo Peep behind it. It didn't have doors, the seats were hard, but Bo Peep never minded. It didn't ride like a Cadillac, she wondered who designed it. Roller coasters nearly killed her, aeroplanes, they never thrilled her. But with Jackson at the wheel, she got that Jeep, Jeep, Jeep and feel. Now little Bo Peep wants to find her Jeep and find her soldier Chappie. If he comes Chug Chuggy in his old Blitz buggy, Bo Peep will be happy. Little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep, her boyfriend made an error. He let her drive, goodness sakes alive, that Bo Peep, she's a terror. With throttle pushed down, she tore through town, the red lights didn't stop her. The soldier knew that they both were through when she sideswiped the copper. Now little Bo Peep, she's lost her Jeep. Oh my, why must her joy end? Now her little Jeep is laying in a heap, and the guardhouse has her boyfriend.
Of San Domingo lived a gal called Obajingo. From the fields and from the marshes came the young and old Bagashes. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Obajingo. And every night they sang in the pale moonlight, Obaji, by gosh, by gum, by jug. Obajingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little old by gollies, and we'll put them in the follies. By jingo, said by gosh, by gee. By jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by joe, by jingo. By gee, you're the only girl for me.
Thank you.
Our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little old by gollies and we'll put them in the follies. By jingo said, by gosh, by gee. By jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by joe, by jingo. By gee, you're the only girl for me.
Now, you can't say you didn't know this day wasn't coming. I've been warning you about this for years, and here it comes. The first of, I'm sure, quite a number of Spike Jones tributes. Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Lindley Armstrong Jones was born December 14th of 1911, and died on May 1st, 1965. He was a very heavy smoker and died of emphysema. He's buried in Culver City, California, if you want to go look. Played drums, all those cowbells and crazy percussion things you hear, that's him. I'll tell you right now, one thing you absolutely have to do is you have to get over to my playlist page where you will find a number of videos. You can't really appreciate the Spike Jones experience without the videos. Seeing this mayhem in action is just a sight to behold. I went many, 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 many years. I've been a Spike Jones fan for some 35, 40 years now. And I never saw him in action until recently, thanks to the miracle of YouTube. So go check that out. You will not be sorry. You may never be the same. Just saying, just saying. So we started with Cocktails for Two, Hotcha Cornea, Black Eyes, also called, Ghost Riders in the Sky, Chloe, Dance of the Hours, Shorten and Bread, or Bread and Short, if you prefer. Hawaiian War Chant, Il Barchio, Mersey Dotes, and Dozy Dotes. Little Bo Peep Has Lost Her Sheep, and Oh by Jingo. That's the first set. Second set coming up. Spike had a number of people in his bands that went on to other things. George Rock, of course, was probably his premier trumpet player and vocalist, did the baby voices, and was kind of Spike's sidekick in the whole thing. You had Mickey Katz doing clarinet and some vocals. Of course, Mickey Katz needs no introduction. Doodles Weaver did a lot of the vocals and some of the madness. He was the guy that did Shortening Bread. And he was Sigourney Weaver's uncle. Sigourney Weaver's dad was Sylvester Weaver, who was, I guess, president of CBS or something like that. Just so you know, Red Engel did sax and vocals. He, of course, Red Engel in the Natural Seven. Frank Rehak, who I never really heard of, but did a lot of the trombone. And, of course, everybody was involved in the madness. You had Carl Grayson on violins and vocals. Country Washburn played the tuba. A guy named Earl Bennett was Sir Frederick Gass, a lot of vocals. Joe Siracusa on drums. You had Freddie Morgan and Dick Morgan, both on banjo, no relation to each other. People thought they were brothers, but they're not. And a guy named A. Purvis Pullins, calling himself Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath on tuba, Bird Calls, and the Barking Dogs. He also had people like Billy Barty, the Nielsen Sisters, Phil Gray on trombone, and God knows who else that just isn't mentioned here. I'm looking on the Wikipedia page. You know how Wikipedia gets. So, okay, got more coming up. Enjoy, and don't forget the playlist page. Very important. Back soon.
My name will. stars begin to flicker in the sky. Oh my, through the midst of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. Where am I? In the still of the night. Once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always be here in my deep purple dream.
Thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye. That eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. It was me. Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to... my own flame.
A cocktail when I am blue and droopy, and then I'll dance a polka and make it lots of whoopee. I've worked it in a coal mine, things are pretty black, but the night that treats on me, I cash out my paycheck. Everybody have a drink, let's have fun together. I got plenty money, go catch a doubleheader. Bartender, please take care of my friends, drinks for ladies and gents. I got all kinds of money, $32.45. Have it anything you like, even rum and coke it. Just give me a glass plain whiskey, rum and coke it, make me choke it. Fill up your glass with fishnick, we gonna have it, great big picnic. Everything she's in the pink, everybody have a drink. Everybody have a drink, don't nobody start trouble. Some smart aleck like it fight, I give it trouble double. I am peaceful citizen, don't like to drunk for make it. When I go too fast, I pull the emergency bracket. That's the way I like it. Lots of polkas, lots of drinking.
Pretty soon you don't watch out. Everybody's thinking, bartender, why you holler? Oh, I owe you $16. Turn on the water in the sink. Everybody have a drink.
I need not search for precious gold. Of wealth I have my share. For with my eyes I scan the skies and find my fortune there. A host of priceless dreams unfold in songs that bluebirds sing. The earth, the sea, belong to me. I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy, an echo brings this very soft reply.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato, Long Island potato. But yes, we have no bananas. Today.
Yes, we know you gotta die bananas. We know you gotta die banana today. But 1 minute, we got a new kind of the garlic. When you use this garlic, to make you stand apart from your friends. We got a 64,000 watermelon. We don't sell any, but the guy we buy them from, Mamma Mia, does he sell a watermelon? But yes, we know you got the bananas. Hey, why you? We know you got the bananas today.
Yes, we have no bananas. What's that in off a banana? Now, what good is a banana split? We have muttons and buttons and kippers with zippers and pounds of devaluated pounds. Banana, S-T-I-N-K.
They ain't no stinking bananas.
Precisely, they ain't no stinking bananas. Yes, we have no bananas. Pip, pip, cheerio, and off the tree. Yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today. We got pickles and cracks. We got bagels and lox. A bagel that's a doner dipped in cement. We got delicious knishes and kosher champagne. The kosher champagne is 2 cents plain. Pastrami, salami, matzos, and jam. You should find the expression. We even got ham, but yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today.
Here is a western we saw last night, full of action and dynamite. We thrilled and nearly stood on our head from the moment the hero walked in and said,
I'm Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm brave and strong. I've been riding the range for 6 months long. I've been riding the range around and up cattle. I got so many blisters, I'm tall in the saddle.
I am the villain, I'm mean as can be. I hate the hero because he sings off key. I'm an ornery cuss, and I'm so full of lead. When a rattlesnake bites me, he drops down dead. Why, chewing on bullets is my daily routine. See what I mean?
Me engine, nice and tan. Me also businessman. Me take them scalps to make them penny. Sell them to man named Jack Benny.
Our story takes place in a lawless town. They've called on Hiccup to tame things down. He's just arrived, and who should he meet but the no-good outlaw Poison Pete.
Pete, I hear you've been a-rustling again.
And I blow up the bank, and I shot 20 men. I held up the stagecoach and robbed the mail car.
One of these days, you're gonna go too far. So you think that you're a pretty good fighter.
You should have seen what I did to Pink Rider.
You mean Red Rider.
No, he changed his name. He got faded last week in a big crap game.
Gimbon, gimbon, gimp, ribon.
I think you're a coward through and through. I'm going to tell the whole town what I think of you. So there!
Shooting off your mouth won't get you anywhere. You better leave town if you want to live, or I'll fill you full of holes till you look like a sieve. My old six-shooter's just aching to spout.
You better cover up the muzzle. The candy's falling out.
Now the mood of our story changes fast. Hiccup is back on his ranch at last.
Well, here I am. I better get dressed. I got a heavy date and want to look my best. I'll take a quick shower and smell like a flower. That was a mighty quick shower. Who's a-knocking at my door?
It's Gopher Annie, the girl you adore.
Gopher gal, you've changed somehow.
Do I look like a cowgirl?
No, like a cow.
Woo-hoo. Bill, do you like the perfume in my hair?
Is that the perfume you always wear?
No, this is stronger. It's more alive.
What do you call it?
Corral number 5.
Gal, I can see you've been riding.
Of course, and I had to put the blindfold on my horse.
Blindfold a horse? You're crazy in the head.
If he sees what he's carrying, I'm afraid he'll drop dead.
Gal, I loves you deep down inside, and I've been needing a wife since old paint died.
Well, stop your stalling. Why don't you propose?
I can't find a ring the size of your nose. Anyway, I gotta find Poison Pete. I think he's hiding at Girdle Creek.
Girdle Creek? There must be a catch. Is it far from here?
It's quite a stretch. Well, here we are. It's the end of the ride. Pete and his gang are waiting inside. Now, here's my plan. Be as quiet as a mouse. I'll sneak in and you surround the house.
Here's your gun.
I don't need a gun. I'm going to throw that gang out one by one.
I hope you know what you're talking about.
You just count them as I throw them out.
One.
Stop counting. It's me.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the candy counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some candy. I asked her what kind she'd like. Kisses she wanted, kisses she got. I'll never work there anymore. Kisses, some kisses, how bad she wanted those kisses. I used to work in Chicago, I'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the record counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a record. I asked her what kind she'd like. Bebop she wanted, bop she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Bebop, some bebop, how bad she wanted some bebop. He used to work in Chicago, he'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Wisconsin behind the smorgasbord. In the cafeteria, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a boiled egg. I said, what part do you like? A yolk, she wanted a yolk. I told him, never work there anymore.
A yolk, she said she wanted a yolk. He used to work in Wisconsin, he'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the flower counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some flowers. I asked what kind she liked. Potted she wanted and potted she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Potted, so potted. She asking how she got potted. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the fruit juice counter, a lady came in the door. She said she needed some fruit juice. I asked her what kind she'd like. Nectar she wanted.
A nectar I did.
He'll never work there anymore. Nectar, some nectar. That's what she said, and I nectar. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
Oh,
brother, my friend, no, in Tokyo. He plays a saxo, oh, he's crazy, and his name is
Kimono, 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 Kimono.
Ho, ho, far away in Tokyo, happy, happy Tokyo. There is a cat who plays the saxo, he's really hip and can he go.
Skokimoto, Skokimoto, Skokimoto.
That bebop flow. He's not a square but really cool. Oh, in other words, he's not a schmo.
Skokimoto, Skokimoto, Skokimoto.
Hot drums are drumming, the hip cats are humming, his hot lips are a blowing bell, blowing in Tokyo. Oh, if you go to Tokyo, happy, happy Tokyo, just take this man and hear him go. Oh, Spooky Toki, come on man, let's go. Just take that crazy tenor saxo, he's got the biggest eyes to blow. Oh, Tokimoto, you a crazy nervous cat. That music are exceedingly the most, but fly. Shoop shaboom with your heart and the soul. A gold man, go shake, rattle and roll. Oh, send me honorable cats, send me ho ho. If you go to Tokyo, and the diamond in auto will take you where to hear him blow. Oh, right here in Tokyo, yo. Tokimoto, you are the end. Oh, so you play well, my friend. Well, now I gotta go. See what I'm cooking at the Tokyo. Ohio, konbanwa. Sayonara, thank you later. Oh, you cats are crazy.
In the misty light, footsteps that you hear down the hall, the laugh that floats on the summer night that you can never quite recall.
Dear, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Promo, sensor, promo, sensor, promo.
Those eyes how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Sing to you is sad and that ain't half. You're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh. I knew a girl in Kansas, her name was Lucy Brown. She tried to swim the river, but she waterlogged and drowned. Now laugh! Now laugh! You're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh. My brother climbed a quince tree to pick himself a quince. He ate the quince and puckered up, and we ain't seen brother since. Now laugh! Now laugh! Oh, you're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh. An old man down in our town, his name was Uncle Seth. He caught his neck in the well rope and he choked himself to death. Now laugh! Now laugh! You're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh. Two silly sap heads across the briny sea. They think they're gonna mess us up in 1943. Now laugh! Now laugh! You're not supposed to cry!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don.
Don who?
Don be half safe.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Vera.
Vera who?
Vera, you old bat.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hugh.
Hugh who?
Hugh who to you too.
If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, knock, knock. That's the phrase.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toby.
Toby who?
Toby or not to be, that is the question.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Aloysius.
Aloysius who?
Aloysius has been stopped swinging his silly car.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice.
Alice who?
Alice MFT.
If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, knock, knock. That's the phrase.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Horace.
Horace who?
Horace. And there they go. It's Toupee going on ahead. Long underwear has fallen down behind, and toothpaste is being squeezed out on the rail.
Toothpaste squeezed on the rail.
Okay, let's just step back for a second here. You know, Spike did not just perform Madness. He was just a very gifted musician. He used to do stuff kind of like what you're hearing in back of me here, kind of straight stuff, all very tightly arranged and conducted, etc. A lot of people actually owe a big debt of gratitude to Spike. You know, like the Marx Brothers, Stan Freberg, The Goons, Weird Al Yankovic, Frank Zappa. I don't know. Bonzo Dog Band too. Why not? All right. So anyway, where was I? Let's do the playlist, shall we? Okay. We had we started out with that set with Holiday for Strings. We heard Deep Purple. That was Paul Frees channeling Billy Eckstein there. The Glowworm, My Old Flame. The Jones Polka. Yes, We Have No Bananas. Wild Bill Hookup, I Used to Work in Chicago, the Japanese Skokian, featuring a guy named Harry Carey, who we'll talk about some other time. Laura was Spike Jonze's other orchestra, and then we had Now Laugh and Knock Knock. Who's there? Okay. Come on. Hey, wake up. Thank you. All right. That's it for this week. Next week, we'll be bringing you love songs. I want to remind you that... don't forget to check out the playlist page. It has never been more important. You will not be the same once you see the man in action. So trust me on this and just go ahead and do it for your own self. Next week will be love songs, nothing but love songs in honor of Valentine's Day. And also don't forget that just because we're not celebrating it here, Friday, February 8th is Cat Day. So take your kitties out to lunch or whatever, something equivalent. Just give them a scratch behind the ears for your old pal KBC too, would you? I'll see you next week. Please have a good one. Here comes a couple of strange ones. Well, one strange one, one not quite as strange as you would think. Later.
Thank you, music lovers. Let's take a familiar example, like the sound of a violin going through a garbage disposal. You've heard it, of course, many times. But up to now, recorded sound has been so shallow that you couldn't tell the difference between a cheap $5 violin and a $10,000 Stradivarius. Now, thanks to Sonoramic High Fidelity, a Stradivarius going through a garbage disposal sounds like the priceless instrument it is. Listen closely and hear how all the painstaking craftsmanship that went into this magnificent violin comes out in a rush of true sonoramic sound. Hand me your instrument, will you, Misha?
City, we was a-wondering where to go. A sign spelled out Palyachi up in lights above a show. We thought it would be a western till the stage lit up with light. And 97 people sung without a horse in sight. We couldn't understand them cause they spoke a foreign tongue. But we can give you some idea of what we think they sung. All at once, there's a fat guy in a clown suit. Tain't Halloween, that's for sure. Then this here feller, this punchy Neller, begins to beller like we all was deep. That was Palyachi, and he sung. Invest in a tuba and something or other about Cuba. He sung about a lady who weighed 280. When she takes a powder, he just starts chirping louder. And he don't do a goddamn thing except to stand up there and sing. When we listen to Palyachi, we get itchy and scratchy. This sure is top corn, so we go and buy some popcorn. We hate to go back, but we can't get our dough back. Ain't no use complaining, cause outside it's a-raining. Later, we're still in the darn theater, taking turns of napping, waiting for something to happen. Palyachi, he ain't hurrying, but the folks on stage are flurrying, and it sounds like Ketchy Turian's neighbor dance. Then old Palyachi finds a guy he's seeking, cheek to cheek, and with his wife he grabs a knife and stabs a louse who stole his spouse, and then he stabs a lady and himself. Tain't very sanitary. They all collapse, but old Palyachi sets up, then he gets up, sings, I'm dying, I am dying, I am dying. We start crying, cause to tell the truth, we're dying too. As the footlights fade out, we see Palyachi laid out, but the dagger never caused it. Palyachi was plumb exhausted.